All right, people, we're back. And it is Wednesday. Glad to be back here in the studios again today. Folks, this is your host. Who? It's Radio Strongman, Kim Wade. I am coming to you alive from WYAB 1039 FM. Folks, it is Wednesday. We want to remind you, as we're apt to do here at WYAB, certainly on the Kim Wade Show, we want to remind you, exhort you, implore you, that it's in fact Back to Christ Wednesday. Formerly Back to Church Wednesday, but as you know, the church in its brick and mortar form crashed and burned during the COVID. Many of the men and women of the cloth, like many of us, we were bamboozled by the government when they said that there was a crisis and a danger and all these emergency measures would have to be taken. And many, in too many instances, our spiritual antennas were not up as they should have, could have been. And we were blinded by the light. The flash of money brought a lot of churches over the line. So it just reinforced the notion of what Martin Luther tried to explain as he rose up through the Catholic Church and realized that, you know what, it's a personal relationship. It's not about us standing up here holding a word like we are the only ones who can interpret it. No, it's one-on-one. And this is why after the COVID scam, it is Back to Christ Wednesday. Because without that relationship and you're dependent on somebody else's, you can be like the seven sons of Sceva. You can't go on what you heard somebody else say when it comes to crunch time. Now, for the most part, folks, whatever we know, whatever we have learned and believe, and as the in the words of Pastor Jenkins, the older brother, I guess, he said, everything you know, somebody's told you or you read, and that was somebody had written something down, so they told you. So don't act like you come up with something new under the sun. So this relationship that we have an opportunity to maintain and replenish is what we're encouraging you to do today. So this is the time that we're asking you to take this opportunity to get reacquainted. Go back to that time when you first believed, when you were on fire for the Lord. You accepted his invitation, rather, to abide with him, accept him as Lord and Savior, and you were on fire. But as you got comfortable and the successes started rolling in, you kind of got full of yourself. Oh, I don't need the Lord. I got this, Lord. I got this. Well, now the storms of life is beating on your door and you're looking for a way out, way forward, and you're embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed. If you would, just come on back down to the altar, bow your heart, lift up your hands. It can be the altar of your heart, the altar in your church, the altar in your home, and just say, Lord, have mercy on me. I get it wrong more than I get it right. I'm the biggest fool in Jackson. Have mercy. So won't you come? Won't you come? Lord,
I must confess, Lord, I've been blessed, but yet my soul's not satisfied. Renew my faith, restore my joy,
and dry my weeping eyes.
Take me back, oh Lord, take me back, dear Lord, to the place.
appreciate you, Mr. Boyd, man. We appreciate you. You know, now more than ever, folks, we are drifting. We are literally drifting individually, as a nation, as a community. I'm concerned, but now I'm also resolved to stand come hell or high water, come what may. I'm encouraging you and reminding you now, folks, don't go by the crowds. Many of you out there looking around to see who else is, okay, well, they ain't doing anything or they don't seem to be. No. You're more composite spinning like a lathe. You don't have those ancient landmarks that was drilled down in your life through your parents and foreparents at the dinner table. That's why I can come before you daily, stand flat-footed and proclaim what you hear me say, because the people who told me the things that you hear me say and the things that I believe, they told to me at great cost, as they told to you. But you'll get out here and believe somebody from some group, some organization, somebody with some secular knowledge, somebody with a PhD in this, that, or the other, and you don't know what you believe. That's why I weep for my community, the black community. It's gone. But for God's grace, it's gone. You have the vice president. This goes to Walter, who called in the other day. Show me proof, he said, of the Democrat Party endorsing abortion in their platform. Folks, it's in their blood. It's in their DNA. The vice president of this party, the Democrat Party, is going around into communities, particularly black communities, because that's where most of the abortion clinics are located, praising, encouraging abortions. These people are sick. And then the grand poobah of poverty, self-described leader of black people all over the country, con man, Congressman Benny Thompson, proclaimed that he's going to go around the country on behalf of Joe Biden, the pedophile president, singing Joe Biden's praises and telling America how they dodged a bullet because of his efforts, his efforts being Benny Thompson's, as chairman of the J6 committee. All lies. There's no honor amongst the black people who call themselves leaders today. None. And they're leading those of you who follow behind them to a political Jonestown. You can write it in blood. The future's not good for black folks in this country. I'm telling you that now. The people that are coming into this country, the immigrants, they have no respect for us. It doesn't make a difference what color they are. They don't have respect for black people in this country. Because they get over here and see us complaining. Not taking it. They come from areas where there is no infrastructure. There's no sidewalks. Sewage is all in the street, everywhere. Raw sewage. And we're over here complaining about what we don't have. And they're back in their homeland, and they said, if we could just get sewage, clean water, we're good. You hear all those pleas from these different groups going over there to drill wells, and yet we can't muster up a thank you, Lord. Yeah, we went through some dark days, but thank you, Lord, and our spiritual leaders. Folks, I'm just telling you, some of these churches I wouldn't step foot in. I would not. I don't care. I ain't going. I don't want the Lord to crack the sky, and I'm sitting up to listen to your foolishness. Nah, I'll take my chances with the revealed word I have at this point. Nah. I'm all for the assembling of the saints and fellowship and yada, yada, yada. But some of y'all, No. I'm going to roll the dice, dog. Walter's Church, man, please. Folks, you heard what he said about abortion? That man ain't grounded in nothing but foolishness for saying something like that. And to the black community, let me tell you what's going to happen. You see how black males, just what you seeing on social media about folks, that guy got shot up there, the black guy that got shot on the subway last week. He on the subway just harassing folks. Pulls out a gun after he beats the guy. And the guy takes his gun and put three bullets through his dome. Peeled his cap back. What is happening here? The black woman was bamboozled back in the 60s with the welfare crap. And she has gone off the reservation ever since. The black woman professional, man, you guys are killing us. You are killing us. You won't listen. You won't do what's right. Ketanji Brown. It's all about the world, man. These people are gone. I don't want any part of it. Hoss, you can count me not amongst you. And if I'm standing behind you in line, if we get up to the pearly gates and you're in line, when you get up there, point back to me and tell Peter, he wasn't with us, Peter. And say my whole name. Say it loud. Say it long. Because I am not going along with y'all. You, folks, there's no future there. So you add in what the black woman has done and how she's abandoned her role biblically, scripturally. Don't need no man crap. Okay. Good luck with that. That's why you and Fannie Willis sitting at home paying $600,000 for a booty call. Because you didn't need no man. But you're damn sure willing to pay for one, rent one, lease one, whatever, because you bought into the madness. Look at all the black women on the stage in 2024 today, March 20th, 2024. Look at them. Who's married? Who's married? Ketanji Brown? Kamala? Really? And who they married to? If you notice the blacks that they're promoting now on the national stage, the Democrats are, they're either foreign born or they married to a gay or they married to a white. You notice that? You ain't getting none of these Sudan black Negroes in charge of nothing. I'm talking about silhouette black. Nowhere. Because they don't want that. They want these fools, these spiritual fools at the forefront. That's what Jason Whitlock said yesterday. Black Democrats are the biggest racists in the damn country. You can't reason with them. They ain't got no facts behind the stuff they believe. They're just willing to carry out the will of their father, Satan. Kim, how you gonna run for anything talking about black Democrats? Because I'm going to stand on the word 10 toes down. And if I don't get enough votes, bro, I ain't losing nothing because I'm just here to deliver a message. You the one going to lose trying to show me, trying to show Trump, always trying to show somebody. Have you noticed this about the blacks who are at the pinnacle of power here in America right now? They don't fix nothing in the black community. We had Eric Holder, Attorney General for 7 years. We still don't know who shot Mecca. We still don't know who shot Martin Luther King, who killed Fred Hampton. What were they doing down there? They were carrying out the will of white Democrats. That's all Walter doing. He thinks as a man of God that encouraging his members to kill the babies, to cut off the bloodline. Folks, it's good for Walter. But see, this is where these white devils in the Democrat Party got the black community. I told you Jesse's role was to remove the spiritual underpinnings of the civil rights movement via and also the black community. Has it been undermined? Yes or no? Look at how corrupt everywhere you see these black women getting in power. Look at the corruption. No honor. Folks, this is not good. You can get mad at me, say I'm putting black men down, black folks down. This is what Donahue tried to tell me. See, you putting black people down. See, Donut has, this guy's got a lot of estrogen in him. He's an effeminate man. And you notice how we can't never get to do anything right, because we always got to fight through these coon dogs standing out there barking on behalf of the Democrat Party. Alvin Bragg, crime going wild, buck wild up there in Manhattan. Letitia James, crime going buck wild up there in New York. They ain't never bringing all that brain power they got on behalf of the problems in the community, black or white. They ain't doing it. They're doing whatever the Democrat. If it's Letitia James going after the climate change crap, suing a cattle company because their goals for ending cow farts or something like that was not adequate, and they couldn't prove how it was going to be done. Is that what's concerning the black community when they nominated you to be the attorney general? And it's like that with these black DAs all over the country. They pushing this no bail crime crap, and our communities are collapsing, and they're clapping and stuffing their pockets with money. Man, what is going on? And y'all cool with this? Because in your mind, stopping me is more important than having a safe community. Stopping me is more important than our kids getting an education. No, Negroes, we go on the wall. We go on the war. And all y'all get over there. I'll stand out here with just the Lord and myself. And you still outnumbered. You ain't got nothing, dog. Our number is 601-879-0002. We're going to talk about the garbage contract, too. We're going to talk about Trump's wails and woes, legal woes, when we come back. The hotline number is brought to you by Complete Exteriors, Roofing and Gutters, CompleteExteriorsMS.com. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. It's Wednesday. And I want to remind you, State Farm agent extraordinaire and my friend and agent, John Dorsa. John would like to extend to you the opportunity to get a quote on homeowners, renters, or auto insurance. Thinking about upgrading that automobile, getting another one, or you just need to make some changes. John is your guy. 601-790-2600. And that quote can be ready. You know, they're located right next to the McDonald's there on Highway 51 North in Ridgeland, Mississippi. So if you head to McDonald's for lunch, picking up stuff for everybody, well, call ahead and say, hey, I'm going to be picking up a car, and what's the insurance going to be on this here? And by the time you go through the drive-thru line, they'll have you squared away. The office staff is very efficient. They go the extra mile. You never get that, I don't know. You don't get that. These people on the spot. They're very professional. I commend them to you highly. State Farm agent John Dorsa, 601-790-2600. Let's go to Mobile Bob. Hey, brother.
Hey, man.
Hey, what up?
Hey, you're definitely right about, you know, the women aspect. It's the women in general, not just black women, although black women right now seems to be the lead people.
Well, against Trump in particular, but we cannot leave out the governor of New York, that crazy woman, and the governor of Michigan, and then that crazy woman down there in Arizona. These women are just angry. Just, man, dude. Woo, Lord, give me Adderall or grace or something. Help a brother out here.
Yeah, if only men voted in an election, this country would be the opposite of doomed right now. You know, like I used to be. The reason for that wasn't just simply because, you know, they didn't want women to have a voice. The men were supposed to represent the house,
right?
The views of the household. Most women were married, and the men represented the views of the household. They were kind of like the representatives of the household in that time. And it was a very accurate viewpoint, too. So it wasn't, you know, the country was just destroyed because women didn't vote. There was a reason for it. You know, it wasn't just blankly didn't want women to vote. There was some of that, too. But the man was kind of the representative of the house. And that was one of the reasons.
And those crazy men were somehow adhering to the scriptural suggestions and the admonitions. And you know what? We got pretty successful following that formula, and then there's way too much success. Yeah. We're having too much fun.
Exactly. Yeah, that formula got us this far, and now we're at the point where we don't know what a woman is. Mm-hmm. So there we are now. I was watching Benny Johnson's show on YouTube, And he showed two instances where black women were doing complaining in Chicago, the same old, complaining about all the migrants coming in, how bad it is, how terrible it is, and they need to do something. And the black one of the black guys asked, well, who did you vote for in the election?
Joe Biden.
She didn't want to say. When she finally got her to admit she voted for Biden, and the black guy just straight up said, among other black people, well, then it's your fault.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You know, that response and the reluctance to really, I mean, he had to pull it out of her to get that. And this is what I was saying yesterday about if you were to ask the average black person who's an anti-Trumper, they can't give you a reason for it. Matter of fact, they can't give you a reason for many of the things that they supposedly feel so strong about. And they don't realize the importance of understanding what they supposedly believe. And I'm saying, folks, it appears to me that we have a average IQ bouncing around in our community, probably between about 60 and maybe 85. That would be if you have a PhD or a law degree. But at that, I mean, you know, that's even including a strong, we just don't have a strong intellectual base here to be filtering all this information, it looks like.
Or, and again, among white folks, too, especially the ones who are anti-Trump. Doesn't matter if you're a Republican, never Trump. The never Trumpers, their critical thinking ability are just zero right now. Because they're so full of, for some bizarre reason, hatred for the man. It's just beyond belief. These never Trump, like Pence and all the rest of them. You listen to yourselves?
But here's.
Even Glenn Beck for a while when he was anti Trump.
Right.
You're like, Glenn, you're asking for the end of the Republican Party right now because for some reason you think you don't like Trump. Of course, now he finally realized how wrong he was about that. I'm glad we didn't, and I'll keep thinking, good thing we didn't listen to you back then, Glenn. I don't know why I got loose in your brain, but I'm glad to connect it back again.
Well, and see, that's why it's so important that you have a core, and that core has to be established somewhere. And in our cases, it was established in the household, at the dinner table, et cetera. But we have to, I understand what you're saying, that other communities have the same problem, but the problem that is making it worse for us is that we're the tent pole for all the evil that's taking place. In other words, if we were not there, they wouldn't be able to accomplish the crap that they're doing in this country. And then we got so many folks act like, oh, it don't bother me. Well, it bothers you now. You got all these migrants. And let me just say this here.
Really?
What I predict is going to happen, and Elijah Muhammad predicted that in the Message to a Black Man, back in the 30s, he said that we're going to be destroyed in this country. I can see where the black male is going to be. The media is going to turn on us, just as they did when they helped formulate the opinion of blacks using the Jim Crow segregated media that they did on us. They're going to do it again. They're going to turn us, all these street criminals that are making people's life so unpleasant. When society decided to start getting rid of that riffraff with the bug spray, and the black woman won't have anybody to protect her because as Fannie and all these other women are finding out, dude, you're being used, and you should have known that. But, folks, they're going to move on. So just think about it. Be honest, black folks. Be honest, America. How pleasant the world would be if you didn't have to put up with all these petty criminals who never got any life skills, who are walking the streets all day long causing you problems. Well, Kim, it ain't just black people. I know, but why would you want to even be in that group? My mama would say, I don't care. Don't you be doing it. But not us. Oh, no. Well, they doing it. But you never see people out there trying to start another Yahoo or Amazon.com, but doing something stupid, wearing your pants down, stupid shooting into a crowd. Oh, yeah, that's normal. Nah, bro, I reject that.
One of the things also is a lot of points out a lot tonight, I totally agree with. Of course, the gangster rap, the impact of gangster rap on the black community, it was horrid. And of course, my generation invented gangster rap, much to my chagrin. But it wasn't so much gangster rap back then when the rap first got started. It used to be fun. Mm-hmm. And then it turned into that gangster crap, and then it turned into the America hatred crap, and it just went downhill from there. Another instance on Benny Johnson's show also, where another black man and another black woman was a couple. And then for some reason, I think it was an NBC interview with this black couple. I don't know what's up with these newscasts pointing this stuff out there, but they said, they was asked the couple about, you know, the election and all that. They asked the black man, okay, in 2012, who you vote for? They asked both of them. They said, the black man said Obama. Both of them said Obama. The guy, they asked, okay, who you vote for in 2016? Mm-hmm. The black guy said, I voted for Trump in 2016. The woman said she voted for Hillary. And that's in 2020. The black man said he voted for Trump again. The woman said she voted for Biden. Mm-hmm. And so who are you voting for this time? The black man, of course, Trump again. The black woman, really? Oh, now you want to think about it. But when you could have done something about it, not made things so bad, that you had to get this bad before you finally start to think about it.
Well, you know, and that's the thing about it. You see how much consternation she's going through doing the right thing. These people can't distinguish between doing the right thing and being a Democrat. Dude, they think being a Democrat is doing the right thing, and yet they see all this failure. And as I was pointing out on yesterday, think about it. This is what black leadership all over this country, particularly here in Mississippi, they're asking us to accept, that we done got shut down in every area of life in terms of improving education, streets, schools, crime, all that. We got shut down because of racism. And yet the people who were in the belly of racism overcame all that and gave us the preparation that we needed to sit up there and make the big bucks and everything. Dude, there's something. These people aren't built for this, man. We need to move on. We need to fire these folks.
They're not exactly ready.
Well, look, brother,
one more thing before I go. I don't understand why these media outlets keep putting all these stories out about blacks turning on Biden. I mean, well, do you want to hide that? It's kind of funny. All right, man.
Always interesting. Let's take a break. All right, folks, we're back. Hey, I want to remind you, it's Wednesday at Railroad Pizza. That means it's spaghetti night. That's right, folks. Served with garlic bread made fresh from Gambino's Bakery there in New Orleans. As you know, they have a special every night. Tomorrow night, it's the chef special. You won't know until it's posted on Facebook what that special is. As you know, Chef Meredith, folks, I'm talking about, really, man, I don't know why her husband ain't 400-500 pounds. Because this woman can cook. She got that Martha Stewart flair to her. And people just flock from miles around. And look, when you get there, everybody in your party is going to find something on the menu that's going to, of course, you can always just go back to pizza. They've got some of the finest pizza around. But they also have those other dishes. And I'll just tell you what, it is a dining experience. Put it on your to-do list. Stop by Railroad Pizza. If you want some spaghetti for this evening, call ahead, 601-879-7700. 601-879-7700. That's Railroad Pizza. Check them out on Facebook also. All right, we just heard from folks. The bottom line is, this is the reason why I don't do a lot of the what's happening in the Congress. I mean, there are things that are pop out that's got to be dealt with and says, but the country's gone. It really is gone. We have really lost this. But I'm also eternally grateful and faithful that God can turn it around. See, he could suspend time and we would never even know it and do the abracadabra, whatever he does, as a result of the remnant, you know, getting on their face, asking the Lord for forgiveness on behalf of the ungrateful nation that we are. So I know those, but from my eye, from where I'm sitting at, in my vantage point, on this totem pole of life, there are just too many people who hate righteousness. They don't even make any bones about it anymore. They got you believing a lie. Somebody come up and tell you that they are of the other gender and you're supposed to go along. You got to mask their mental illness or suffer the penalty of law. This is what the black community, as the tent pole of the Democrat Party, it's signed on to. They don't think there's any consequences because their spiritual leadership is corrupt. They've abandoned the commission. We used to be the salt, brother. You got no flavor. If you feel like you're being put down because of these things, I said, guess what? It's only going to get worse. And like I told you, bruh, you can't hold me hostage about what I'm going to withhold my vote. I don't care. Because it just proves the point that I'm making, that you don't want better. Like Jason Whitlock said, you don't want racism to end. you want to benefit from it. As long as you can get them to cut you a check. Oh, I feel so bad about what happened to you people. Yeah, cut me a check, and that'll help a little bit. No. Tell these people to pound sand. Get your life together, screwball. We're just not applying it. I was at Wendy's before I came over here, and, they had some homeless folks in there. Look, I'm all for helping the homeless, but damn it, you don't get to do everything you want all day long, every day. So we help you get cleaned up, get new clothes, get on your... And then the next day you feel, oh, well, I don't feel like doing anything. I want to get high all day. Okay. Well, bruh, I'm going to tell you now, you're not getting in the back of the line. You're getting out of the line because you made your decision. Life is like that. You got to put one foot in front of the other every day. And that's what our parents did at less than minimum wage and made it pop for the whole household. Many of you didn't even know you were poor till you got older and started looking at the government statistics about what poor is. And then you got people out there volunteering to be poor, but not willing to. Well, Kim, they got mental illness. So do I. I'm crazy wanting to make sure I got a roof over my head. Have some mercy on me. Give me a program. And this is my approach is. We're mainstreaming everybody. Everybody's going to have to do something. Oh, I'm crazy, Kim. I can't do anything. Okay, so that means you won't know when you're hungry. Well, ain't that crazy? I know. But we're going to help you out here. We're going to help you. Hey, you got the role. We're going to help you play the part. Because I would say 9 out of 10 of these people out here walking the street like that, ain't nothing wrong with mother. They need a good Wolverine up their backside on a regular basis until they get the message clear. I'm not being cold-hearted. There's nothing wrong with these people. And all these lawyers who keep going into court, we want you to start paying for them. We want you to take time out of your day to administer, make sure they got all the proper paperwork to be out there begging and everything. You the one got them out. You told the federal judge these people are capable of being mainstreamed into society. So you need to help out. You need to take your little legal degree and form whatever, dope boy magic nonprofit you need to do to take care of them. And so we sit back and look at all these things, what they're doing to Donald Trump. And all Donald Trump is doing and been saying is that I love America. I'm grateful for what America was able to do for me and my family. I want more people and as many who's willing to participate and take advantage of the opportunities that I had. Oh, he's racist. Okay, so he's racist. But if he was gay, it would be okay. Well, it wouldn't be okay with you. No, it really wouldn't make me a difference. I just don't want him getting in there as president, doing what Barack Obama's doing, did rather, which is put the full weight of the White House and the executive office, branch of government, behind that sin that the Bible says that the God doesn't like. But see, we got to keep putting up with your crap, folks. My position is, no, let's draw a hard line in the sand. Let's see how bad the other side wants what they say they want. And that's why when I said a minute ago about our society's gone, but I'm telling all the people who have participated in the destruction of our society in whatever form or fashion you've been with us, taking money under the table or being a bureaucrat that punish people who merely try to do the right thing, raise organic milk or food or whatever, and then you come out there with the full weight of the law and, kick over their operation and whatever that, you better pray this country holds together because you're the type of people that's going to get caught up. You're going to get caught when there is no law. So who's going to respect your badge then? But see, that goes back to what I was saying earlier about people having a core. Having a sense of right and wrong, say, well, I'm not going to do that. I'll resign before I do that. But yet, you all up in church trying to tell everybody what a good Christian you are. Yeah, you're a real good Christian in church. Try it out there on your job. Well, let me holler at you a minute. I got to make bro, I understand that. But God said in his word that he'll provide our daily needs. Did he not say that? So is it true or not? Do you believe it or not? So in other words, you don't really want to pay the price to be one of his. You don't want to do right by other people if it's going to cost you. In other words, you're a corner cutter. No, our country's in this position because there's too many estrogen-strewn men out there like Donut Head, who's like too many black male Democrats who are emotional when they go to the polls. They can't sit back and just say, you know, this is good, this is bad. And then what really gets me is that they won't speak up. The Barbara Mikes huff and puff about Donald Trump and his shortcoming. Get Barbara Mike to stand up in a meeting of Democrats and tell them what thus says the Lord. He ain't going to do it. Walter ain't going to do it. These are estrogen-strewn men. Half of them are half faggots. The other half are whole faggots. Kim, how you say that? Okay, somebody please explain to me how we got here. Donut Head says, I don't know the way forward. I don't know what's going to happen to black people. Well, bruh, look at where we are right now. So that means that 40, 50 years ago, somebody say, follow me, let's go this way. Okay, so we went that way, and now everything's broken in the black community. Every institution, schools, our kids aren't learning. You can't even get them an education unless you send them into private school or teach them yourself. They're being denied that. And where are all those leaders that told us to go this direction, giving us a scorecard? Oh, we're going to have one in between now and 2025. Yes, sir. Our number, 601-879-0000. Who loves you? Radio Strongman. We're going to be talking about the Donald Trump legal drama. And then in the next hour, we're going to talk about the City of Jackson garbage contract. Money, 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 money. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back, and it is, okay, let me get in my ears. Wednesday, last few minutes of the first hour. Here's the deal, folks. These folks are losing their minds on my text because of my comments. The bottom line is we're failing at this, and you don't want to be held accountable. You're going to get held accountable this year. You don't like it? You're going to really hate it going forward. You know, something. Give me some volume here. I got too much echo here or something. That's it right there. All right. That's better. Okay, yeah. The bottom line is, so what, you don't like it? We don't like the stuff that you brought us to. You complain about the water system being taken over. I had someone mention today, well, you know, I don't trust on white folks on the state level. I don't trust these Negroes. No. Look. If you don't like paying an extra $20, $40 a month now, while Ted Hennepin has this contract running this thing, you're not going to like paying an extra $140, $200 a month because there's not enough water rate payers for the water system in Jackson if it goes back to be a solely Jackson situation. Byram's getting the hell out of there. We're no longer selling sewer services to Rankin County. We don't have the numbers. But if you're into black pride like that, damn it, I don't want to hear you complaining about no bills. Because it costs to be black. It costs to be stupid. Now, we need a regional system. Now, either you can grow up or blow up. Now, those black politicians that get you gassed up about, oh, man, we ain't going to let them take it. They just want that $800, that $800 million is earmarked. The mayor can't screw it over, and the state can't take it over. Any benefit that goes to a regional is because they got the heart of it, the CPU, which is the Jackson Water System, up to speed. And the outlying areas that are running off that CPU will be beneficiaries of it, but we'll have more ratepayers to help bring down the cost for everybody. If you ain't down with that, and are you into the black stuff, brother, I don't want to hear you complaining about the bills. See, this is what I'm talking about, folks being adults. And getting rid of all that emotional crap that they get involved with about this old black crap. Black folks ain't into black folks like that. They got brothers and sisters they wouldn't give a dime to. Oh, I ain't from Europe somewhere. I'm from right here. Bono Baseball, Kim Knows Negroes. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back and it is Wednesday. Back to Christ Wednesday. Folks, I know I can be a little rough around the edges and, you know, tack is not necessarily my strong suit. But you got some folks who are just running amok in our society. First of all, our hotline number is brought to you by Complete Exteriors, Roofing and Gutters. You can call 601-326-2755 and they can lead you through the process of getting that roof repaired, replaced, and, folks, the process of dealing with your insurance company. They gave us all an alert that the legislature is looking at a bill that's going to restrict. Basically, they're going to have a no-talk policy. So the people who can better explain to you what's needed and how it's to be done, you have to give all your trust into the company that's paying the cost for the repair or replacement. You don't think they would try to cut some corners? The status quo is better than what they're proposing, but that's another show. And that is House Bill 1408, if you want to follow that. House Bill 1408. Let's get a couple things I want to touch on. Jackson City Council voted to approve the contract that the mayor has forced on the people of Jackson. Yes, it is probably laden down with all kickbacks and everything else that's in there. That's what I believe. But now, the city council's hands were tied. They don't have the power or authority. The mayor proposes and they can either approve or disapprove because the mayor won't consider any other contractor, certainly not any contractors that the council would recommend. The only people who would be hurt would be the citizens of Jackson, and we would log up more legal fees on both sides. We pay for everything as taxpayers. This is why I keep saying to all you folks out there who are black for living, you better tamper that down. Or at least make your pocketbook match your blackness. Because there's no need to be screaming about racism and everything else. That our water, because these high water bills will kill the tax base also, because people won't come here. It's the same way with the schools. People say, well, why would I have to move? Why should I move to Jackson when they aren't doing everything they could to improve their public schools? And I want public schools to be improved because I want my kids to get an education. And I don't want to sacrifice my kids' future with their public schools. And blacks who are in charge of the city of Jackson will not do it. We can quibble about whatever you want. The bottom line is, nobody's stopping them from providing better schools, and yet we don't have it. So what else? Who else can you attribute the problem to be? Who else? At some point, we got to be men and women and say, okay, this is happening on our watch. We're not getting it done. So if your position is we're going to be black, whether we have good schools or not, okay, fine. You won't have a tax base over time. Everybody's getting out of Dodge, man. And you want to say it's not racism. People are tired of the food. People are tired of having to argue with you. They're tired of having to argue with the snowballs and the donut heads. People don't know crap from they don't know stuff. The basics of life. And yet they're mature adults. They're over 21. They look normal in their nice little matching sets and gym shoes and things like that. They look cool, fly, whatever. But you can't hold an intelligent conversation with them. Well, you putting me down. Pick up a book. You always talk about, well, the black man ain't flying drugs into this country. Bruh. If they were to leave a box of books on any street corner in Jackson, those books will be there when Christ gets here. But if you leave a box full of fentanyl and heroin, and cocaine, it's gone in a minute. Folks, we make bad choices. Now, having said that, the contract, the city council's hands is tied. This is why I think we need to go either by law or just through the practice. And that is, we'll have a city manager. I'm telling the city council members out there right now, you will have access to every department. You will have a say-so on the contracts. If you want to say, hey, we'd like to recommend this contractor to be considered. Obviously, they got to put their proposal in with everybody else. But we're not going to do what – it's clear the mayor has motives that are not pure towards the citizens of Jackson. But he's part of that generation that's just selfish. They think everything's about them. Everything's clicks, likes, and dollar bills. So to the city council member, you're going to help run this city. We all going to work together to make this thing work. Either we'll have a city manager form a government by law, a change of the law by the vote of the citizens of Jackson, or I will have a city manager de facto. I will use the money that this present mayor is using on security to pay for a city manager. The money they're spending on lawsuits and consulting fees for the first 4 years, if we just stop doing the stupid stuff and stopping the hemorrhage from the money that's going out from the stupid decisions that the mayor has been making, we would go a long way towards stabilizing the city. And as I told you, I'm keeping it simple. My policy is going to be based on what's good for babies and kids and what's good for property values. It ain't complicated. You know where I got the formula from? My parents. Your parents. Everything your parents did, they did for you. But you know what? They had gratitude. When they were working at Milwaukee too, when they were working at Presto, when they were working at Frito-Lay, and all those other little industries that Jackson had. One of our businessmen called here during the break and made an excellent point. He said, most people who are employees don't understand this. They should go to work every day and thank God for their employer. Man, I just want to thank you, man, for providing this job for me. Because do you know, I was laying there in bed and I realized what you do for me. The 8 hours a day that you provide me with pay and a paycheck at the end of the week. Do you know what I'm able to do with that 8 hours? I'm able to pay for 24 hours of my life. But not just my life. 24 hours of the life of my wife, my kids. I want to thank you. And have I not been saying the problem in America in general and in the black community in particular is that we're not grateful. We won't even say thank you anymore. It's a obligatory thank you to the Lord or a head nod to God for what he's done. But if you sit back and think about it, he's absolutely right. Your employer, I don't care if it's Wendy's or AT&T, that 8 hours they pay you is enough for you to take care of your whole family if you manage your money right. Can somebody just say, thank you, Lord? Well, they ain't paying a living. Well, you know, they could be paying you a living wage, but why don't you tell the truth about it? You just spent $200 to get your kids' hair braided for the school year. Now, I know in the case of single parents, having braided hair is a time saver in the morning. My great grands, I got four girls. So they got to get their hair braided because her mama wouldn't be able to get out the door in the morning. But what I'm saying to you, folks, let's just show a little gratitude, man. Oh, well, that ain't really black. No, brother, you are uncouth. You're poorly reared. And who's ever your pastor, you shouldn't even mention his name because you're going to embarrass him. We got to stop the shucking and jiving, y'all. Okay? Now, the garbage contract, they approved it. I don't hold the city council, and you know, I don't have no problems on that. I don't, because they didn't have any choice. And what I'm telling you, the first 4 years, the things that we're going to be doing to make Jackson better, very little of it has to do with money other than the fact that we're going to stop wasting money and stop doing the stupid stuff, stop working on things that ain't broke. So for all those blacks who want to say, well, we ain't going to work with you if you get in there, that's fine, because the first 4 years won't need it anyway. And then when people start seeing their lives improve, the quality of life improve, you ain't going to have no choice but to get on board. And the whites that you see in the legislature that don't like you, it ain't a matter of don't like you. They just not going to put up with your crap, nor will I. Black Democrats have ruined the black community, and they need some accountability. Speaking of black Democrats, Snowball! Boy, green eyes must be not be there today. What's up, man?
Hey, man, look here. Give me a straightforward answer. Now, what's your, because several times, at least three times on this program throughout the years, and I've done it for the last 30 years. I've been saying it, and come to find out after my children went through school, several other teachers had the same plan. Mm-hmm. But what is your plan for Jackson Public School? What would you do?
You can't. First
instead of just having, wait.
You have one answer?
Before you start, I'm going to let you answer. Before you start your bull crap, I want to know your answer. Not no talking points, because see, I have an answer.
We'll give you
an answer. I want to know how you feel. Instead of having criticism and everything, no solutions. That shows your lack of understanding.
I want to know what your plan is. I can tell you what your plan is. Bitching and moaning, whining and crying.
No, brother.
You've heard my plan, brother.
That's what you do.
Numerous times.
You don't have no damn plan. You don't. You can sit up there and tell all these damn lies that you want to. You don't have no plan.
What lie have I told, sir?
You just criticized.
Name one, sir.
What?
Name one lie, sir.
One you just told thing you don't say the plan?
Bruh.
Man, look.
I will tell you one more last time, because you slow. I understand. You blazed through Jim Hill's 4 years and eight.
The plan should be, Kim, because you don't have a plan.
Do you want
to
hear?
All they'll have to do is condense the high schools, take three high schools, Murrah, Jim Hill, Fires Hill, make them primary high school. Take the other four schools, make them both technical high, where you get both technical trade and a high school plan. That people been begging for that for the last 40 years.
Bruh,
your ass don't.
That is not a plan.
You don't know. Sip.
I will tell you why. Thank you, Snowball. Here come green eyes. Here's the deal. Let me first of all, I've got a simple plan. Don't cost a dime. Not one red penny. If you will give teachers. Somebody tried to tell me Snowball's girlfriend, so he say his girlfriend. I think he, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing the Fred Sanford hand wave thing, you know. But give teachers absolute control when they close that classroom door on who gets to stay, who has to go. You do that, you're bringing discipline back to the schools. You're making teachers say, I don't mind coming to work because I ain't going to put up with little bad Williams child. I'm gonna put him out, and the only way that child can get back in there if Snowball get up off his couch, get in his bunny bread truck, and on that little red scooter, and go on up in there and sit with the little bad child for that class period. Then the teacher's not stressed out. You're improving the quality of the teaching environment. You improve the quality of the teaching environment, you're gonna get better teachers. Teachers who are passionate about teaching. Simple. Instead of having one child disrupt 25 kids from getting a lesson, you got one child who's not getting a lesson and 24 who are. You're cutting down on the number of juvenile delinquents that would come because they can't read or write. What he wants is a plan. He wants a program. Ain't no program. And as far as the consolidation of schools, folks, the federal government has over 140 different vocational programs where they will pay you to learn something. We ain't even talking about the ones they got in the prisons. The problem is you can't make these kids do anything, because anytime you say you got to sit down here and finish this task, you got a lawyer who will come in and sue. Generally, it's going to be the NAACP lawyers. Black folks like Snowball don't want solutions. They want to be able to complain. So if they're consolidating the schools from a numeric standpoint, because you only have so many students, you got to ask the question, what happened to the students? They don't went somewhere else. So now that's going to require some accountability for us to do some self-reflection. The problem is that we don't have any structure. Now, if you bring the structure back, you get the teachers in an environment where they can work without getting knocked the hell out by some student who don't want to be in class anyway, you're going to get a better outcome in terms of kids who can actually read and write. then you can compete for those jobs that the governor's bringing in all around us, because you got a school system that's now ranked high enough where people say, I can afford to have my kids here and not see that their education be wasted. They don't want to do that because they're so committed to what the Democrat Party wants, and what the Democrat Party wants does not affirm life. Damn, how hard is that to understand? Ken, we're going to take a break. When I come back, I'm going to let you have a rip, bro. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. Hey, I want to remind you, Rita Jensen, RitaJensen.net. Folks, we call her Rita Results Jensen because that's what you get when you list your home with Rita Jensen. That's, folks, that's right, folks. I encourage you, and I've told people who will listen, if you're not sure if you're ready to move or how fast you want to move, you got to be careful because Rita's going to get that house sold and you're going to have to move because she gets results. So you need to be candid and say, look, we need 90 days so she can put all this in the system and let the potential buyers know that this is what they're looking at. So if you communicate with her, who has 30 years professional experience selling real estate, she can bring all that experience to bear on your situation to get that home sold. She does good work. Not only that, she guarantees the sale of the home. Folks, that's confidence. Hello. So go to RitaJensen.net. That's J-E-N-S-E-N.net. Or give her a call, 720-4037. You're interviewing agents to list your home. Make sure Rita is in the mix. I encourage you to do so. I think if you interview her first, okay, we good. Where do I sign? She's just that good, really. That's RitaJensen.net. All right, let's go to Ken. Brother, I appreciate you holding.
Thank you, Ken. Good afternoon. Enjoying the show today.
Appreciate you.
I really want to make 2 points. One, I want to address that last call about what was your plan for
schools,
JPS.
Mm-hmm.
Right before you got your ass, I just talked to my brother in the car, and I said, get a power back to the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the biggest problems. But we had a city councilman 4 or 5 years ago running for office, and he was talking about bringing business to South Jackson, and I won't say any names, but I asked him, what are you going to do about this? Who going to work them? Because we got 12th graders who can't read.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his response was, you ain't in my district. Well, there's only one district in Jackson, that's JPS.
That's right.
So I told him, you know, y'all talk about all the money it's going to take. I got a very simple solution. And just like yours, it doesn't cost a penny. Everybody on the city council has a phone. Why don't you just pick up the phone and ask Pearl, ask Ridge, ask Rain, ask Terry, what are y'all doing that's working that we aren't doing? It's that simple.
Right.
You know, go to something that actually works. Call Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
What are y'all doing that we are not doing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that as being much. It doesn't cost a penny to get on the phone and ask somebody, what are y'all doing that we aren't? You got a superintendent who's handing out high school diplomas, and I mean handing them out. I got a son graduated from Jim Hill and never went to school. He's 12th grade year. That's
wrong. That's right. And see, those are the realities that we won't deal with because we're trying to maintain this front. We've got, it's almost like, that's why I call them coon dogs. They just start barking and baying and doing all that other foolishness. And all you're asking is a simple question. First of all, as mayor, I would have the ability to appoint members to the board. But as far as the day-to-day, and my thing is, why wouldn't you want to do that which is working? And like you said, what's going on in Madison is not proprietary. It's not like they're hiding it. You know, it's not like it's being made a secret. We always act like something's got to be a plan or somebody's trying to hold something. I'm sick of that fool. That's nothing. That's talk of a weak man. I don't want to hear it. I won't even entertain it.
You know, I seldom ever agree with anything that comes from the city council's mouth. However, when the idea came up of a city manager, you know, I'm all for that because with a city manager, you get away from the political political party agendas, such as, I call the mayor Jokeway because that's what he is. He's a joke.
Right.
But if you had a city manager,
mm-hmm.
that city manager's interest is the city of Jackson. What's good for the citizens of the city of Jackson, not party affiliation, not padding your pockets.
There you go.
And that's what we really do need. We need that today.
Yeah, and the thing about it, it would give the city you'd have seven other folks who have an input. These city council people get hemmed up at Kroger's, at the church. What you going to do about this? They can't even communicate with the department heads to get action. And I'm saying this is foolishness. That's because the mayor's trying to control how he can get his hustle on. And this is what I'm saying. Folks, I ain't going to steal. Look, I'm happy where I'm at. I can't eat but one meal a day anyway. Another ability to buy a more expensive steak ain't going to improve the quality of my life. I'm good.
Sad.
You know,
the second point I wanted to make was I agree completely. Black Democrats have run this city in the ground. They run. If you look at most cities run by Black Democrats, you don't see a lot of progress for Black people. Now, I don't like playing race card, but the truth is what it is. I'm old enough to remember when Jackson, Ellis Avenue was a booming business mm-hmm. district. There was a time when you could eat what you wanted from Ellis Avenue to Highway 18.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it now? Jackson used to have 8 movie theaters. We went 30 years without one. That's now right. We got one, and it's over there in Fonda. Mm-hmm. I mean, and who do we blame for it? Look at who is in power. We can't keep saying white folks this, that, or the other. We can live in a city where the mayor is Black. The majority of the city council is Black. Our judges are Black. Our police chief is Black. Who are we blaming? It's us. We look at that little D behind their name, and that's all we go for. Kim, I support you wholeheartedly, and if there's anything I could do to help you get in office, because I see the difference you make, and I hear it, and more people need to hear it. And thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Kim.
So much.
Appreciate you so much. You know, folks, the problem is you got a group of Blacks who came up in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. They got their grind on, and they act like they are the prototype Negroes, that after you get them, you don't need anybody else. They pass in their elected positions on. Look, I have no problem. Just do your job. That's all we're asking. And now we got to listen to all this back talk? We didn't begrudge you on the money that you're making? We just asked that you do your job. I promise. Now, what I would do as mayor, we're going to slowly rotate out the white shirts. We're going to get some folks out there who can work with their hands. I promise you, I'm going to hire as many country boys as I can, country boys and girls, because they know stuff. They know life stuff. I'm going to get as many old folks who are retired to come in there and bring to bear their experience. All these folks with these PhDs, everybody's a damn doctor. I need somebody who just got some common sense. Who ain't going to be calling me every day. Man, I see the pothole you're talking about. What you want me to do to it? No. I promise you. We're not going to get into social issues a whole lot in my administration. Only if it has to. We're going to deal with the infrastructure for 4 years. We're going to stop doing the stupid stuff. All you consultants out there, you better find another way to grind. And anybody doing business with the city, your job is to make the city look good. If we hire you, I think it was the Jackson Water. They redid the road. Where was it? I think at Northside Drive in 55. They did a good job. When they come back and repair the holes that they dig from repairing the sewer or whatever they're working on, they do a good job. But my thing is to the contractors, guys. Now, when you roll that asphalt out there, there's always going to be a little bit left over. Look around. Is there any pothole you can feel? Don't just, okay, we did our job. Look, we understand that. We know that's not part of it. But your job is to make Jackson look good. And to you homeowners, let me just be clear how we're going to do this here. City services are going to be, the neighborhoods and the streets that are willing to put in a little extra elbow grease on their own to help maintain that area, we're coming to you first. That's why I use Bellhaven and all these other subdivisions, Woodley, Woodhaven, Swan Lake, Heritage Hills, places like that. They got a strong neighborhood association. You call us, we on it, because we know that once you get squared away, you ain't gonna be squawking. And then if we can improve the quality of life in your neighborhood and it brings up the property values, the whole county benefits, the school district benefits. Because everybody else who's running for office, all they're talking about is how they can spend or steal the money that's coming in. I'm trying to grow the pie. It ain't about me. I'm telling you, Hoss, I like my lifestyle. I do. And me and my department heads ain't going to be spending every evening out at some community meeting blowing smoke at you. I want my department heads to get some rest and do their job on the 8 to 10 hours that they're there. We're going to work through this, but we're putting an end to all this black crap. These Negroes have don't tell me about it. I was with the minister for 15 years. I ain't trying to hear that black talk, bro. Minister Farrakhan wouldn't share a dime with us, bro. And you ain't no different. Like Charleston White said, everybody who say they're community activists, they just a community activist long enough until they start making money. He said he did it. He said he was at the city council meeting all the time on behalf of black and poor folks and the kids. And then once he started hitting it on the internet and started getting paid, you know what? He was worried about his kids. It's a hustle, y'all. I got crackheads, alcoholics, and drunks in my family. They can't get a dime from me. You got them in yours. Don't pawn your crackhead off on me, and I won't pawn my crackhead off on you. Let's take a break. It's coming. It's coming. Two Gun Tactical is coming to Ridgeland, Mississippi, Highway 51 at Lake Harbor. You can see it going up. They're in there putting in the casings and everything. They're getting near, folks. They're getting real close. So that's twoguntactical.com. You can monitor the progress. And if you're ready to go to the range, you can go to their original location, 667 Casey Lane in Flowood, Mississippi, near the Highway 80 in Flowood. So that's on Flowood Drive and Casey Lane. Stop by there today. And online, you can schedule your courses. Pick out the one you want, beginner's courses or whatever you need, shotguns, training, the whole nine yards. Plus, they have the simulators. This is a good evening you can spend with you and another couple. Y'all go out there and spend time on the simulator and just practice. Practice, practice, practice. And also, they have ammo for all your needs. Check it out today. Two Gun Tactical. Let's go to Miss Sylvia. Yes, Miss Sylvia.
Hey, Kim, how's it going?
What's going on?
Oh, I just wanted to say I back you up 100% about your plan for the school district. And I just wanted to say that sometimes the administration needs to be a little bit more supportive, well, a lot more supportive, of their teachers. Because sometimes if a parent is unhappy, the teacher will get blasted by the principal. So administration really needs to be supportive of their teachers, especially those who are really working hard to make sure that these children are educated. And that's one of the things I found that was difficult here is that the administration does not back up teachers. Some folks in administration will not back up teachers, and that's a real key to having the teacher be successful in the classroom, as well as telling Johnny, if you cannot sit down, you're out of here. First time, not second or third. You know, he can get one warning. And after that one warning, he messes up. Bye. So I support you in your, and I hope that when you are mayor, that you can get the administration to say, let's start backing up.
Well, they don't have to wait till now. They can just do it. Because, again, what we're talking about we're talking about things that work. And what I want to point out during any campaign is the fact that these people, there's too many people in the black community who don't want things to work. They are making good money the way things are. This is their economy. I understand that. That don't mean I got to go along with it. Sylvia, thank you so much.
That sounds good to me.
Thank you, babe. Appreciate it.
That's all I wanted to say. You have a good evening. Bye.
Bye. No, real talk. The marketplace, the employers, everybody is crying out for a better graduate. The teachers... There are people going to teach and they really like teaching. Some people are really good at it. They have the heart for it, the passion. And it's being thwarted because they've got to put up with they got 45 minutes for a classroom period. So to solve our problems is because we need to make a change, and yet the white shirts, if they don't want to be, because now if the child gets put out of the classroom, then the white shirts got to practice all that dope boy magic they put on their resume about, I know about education. Oh, God, y'all. So now they sitting in your office looking at you. So The NAACP won't be able to get involved because the kid is not out of school. He's still in school. We've got to save as many kids as we can. And this is why I said over the next year, I'm going to show you all the blacks who don't want black folks to do better. They want to do better at the expense of everybody else. And I'm saying, screw that. I pointed out to you about what Congressman Thompson has been doing for the 30 years he's been in adulthood. Think about all the housing program. Think about the Medicaid expansion. What's the big deal on the Medicaid expansion is that they're willing to make the program available for people who exist at 138% of the poverty level. Well, that's it. Yeah, so then we need to do, we got all these poor. Well, they do the same thing with housing. You got black Democrats who will not allow other blacks to have access to decent housing because the contractor, the builder, wouldn't put any money in the tip jar for two particular politicians, the black mayor and Benny. So you got all those areas in the Delta that would qualify for new housing, can't get it. And then the blacks who make millions off the set-aside programs, do you see them backing builders, be they black or white, to build houses? No. Folks, this is what I'm talking about doing as mayor. We're going to get to the nut and bolt of why this stuff ain't working. We're 60 years into it, and the Sally Norwoods, the Black Caucus, the Chris Bells, the John Horn, they're more than content to keep doing what they're doing. Screw that. I promise you, I will break this up at the door. You know what? You know what my game plan is? There are enough whites out there. There are enough blacks out there of goodwill, whites and blacks of goodwill, to make this work. Screw the Black Caucus and the Black Democrats. They don't want to help out? Screw them. And then when they start seeing things, because you know why they're going to work? Because they're God-ordained. A man shall work if he's going to eat. I got a winning program. But I can expect opposition. But the opposite, that's why I'm telling you and taking this year now. I can go put my hand on them. I can tell you who's going to withhold their support. Because they want to see me fail. But now, think about it. All I'm talking about is, bro, I think we can slice this pie a little thinner. I think more people can have some pie. See, they don't want you to eat. Benny worth $80 million from making $40,000 a year when he was a supervisor to being worth $80 million. So if somebody come and say, okay, we want to build houses up in Chula, rather than Benny saying, okay, you're going to have to hire my boy, and you're going to have to, you know, put some money in the tip jar, my campaign, or whatever. Why don't he just back some builders, black, Hispanic, Asian, white, whatever, to build the house? He could put the money up. Why won't he do it? Why won't he take his dope boy magic Charles Schwab money-making machine that he went from $40,000 a year to $80 million worth of wealth, and say to Tougaloo, Jackson State, Valley, Rust, Alcorn, hey, man, what y'all do is put your endowment in the Benny Thompson Mutual Fund, and I'm going to grow it when I grow. What? Simple things like that. What's wrong with that? So I'm putting black people down for asking for accountability. This is why I tell Snowball now, dude, let's step outside. You don't like what I'm saying? Let's do this. Let's get this over with. Because you sitting up here willing to settle for nothing and be black. You're willing to settle for unaffordable water bills so you can say we got a black water system. Man, boo-boo on that. I promise you, I'm going to put an ad in the paper, a bolo, looking for white boy Bob. Come in here and help fix and make this stuff work. Because when it's working, then you can sit out at a cafe in Jackson and not worry about a drive-by because we done cut down the number of juvenile delinquents who turn to a life of crime. They don't want to fix the problem. I try to get an audience with Dr. Green. He ain't returned my call. I don't expect him to because I'm going to show him between now and the mayor's campaign who all these Negroes are that don't want to make Jackson better, don't want the black community to be better. They want to get paid. All of them are preaching. They all want to sit up in the pulpit somewhere and get an honorarium from being important. And if you sit back and look at it, That's all black folks want is recognition. They want clicks, likes, and dollar bills. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. All right, folks. Hey, I want to remind you, tomorrow starts the annual tent sale for Revel Outdoor Power. Over 200 gravelly zero turns on site. Also, Revel Tent Sale offers on-the-spot, no-money financing, plus rebates up to $2,500. You can get the gravelly zero turns as low as $78 a month. You can put the package together, get trailers, weed eaters, blowers, the whole nine yards. They can put you in the game. Revel's also giving away daily prizes from Steel, Crest, and more. Stop by Revel Outdoor in Pearl all week to register. And on the day of the event, Revel will have grilling games for the children and other giveaways and a lot more under the big tent at Revel Outdoor in Pearl, its second annual tent sale. That's Thursday, March 21st through the 23rd. See reveloutdoor.com for details. All right, folks, regarding Donald J. Trump. All right. President Trump is going to make an appeal. What's going to happen is if he don't put the money up, they're going to start the process of trying to sell his properties. He has an appeal going in to stop all this under the Eighth Amendment. The Supreme Court has already ruled that unreasonable fines is basically a seizure of your property. It's theft. They ruled 9-0 when Ruth Bader Ginsburg was alive. So that's pretty, he's got a good chance of getting that judgment overturned, okay? That it shocks the conscience of the court. Billionaires don't have it. These people, back when you had the Carnegies and the Rockefellers coming up, back in the, before they took the gold standard away, people got paid in real gold. So the Rockefeller, he was getting paid in real gold, real silver. Back when he was coming up. You know, and it's the same way with the church, the Catholic Church. When they were getting tithes and offering, brother, that was in real gold and silver. That gold and silver ain't gone nowhere. The same way with the Rockefellers. But the days Elon Musk, his wealth is in stock. So he has wealth in stock, not necessarily dollar bills. He's not liquid. Neither is Trump. So for them to do what they're doing is a basically it's just theft. And then there was no crime committed. So he's going to be all right on that. And then down there in Georgia, Fannie's going to get thrown off the case. I told you the judge in his ruling gave Fannie the choice of getting rid of Nathan Wade or herself, the office, the DA's office in Fulton County. She chose to get rid of Nathan Wade. But they were partners in the crime that got Nathan fired or dismissed or resigned, whatever the case may be. So the judge cleverly said, you know what, I'm gonna wash my hands of this. I'm going to let the appeals court do it. So true to form, after the ruling came out, Trump's lawyers go back to court and said, judge, do we have permission? Can we have permission to appeal this? He said, yeah, you can do it. Because he could have made them wait until after the trial. So he washed his hands. And Fannie's going to get thrown off the case. She'll probably get thrown off for not having her bar license because she's going to get disbarred. So Trump is going to be all right in both of those cases there in New York and in other. This whole notion that they're going to have to sell his properties, they can start the process of it. But when the Supreme Court rules, all that will be reversed. He's going to be just fine. And then the underlying lawsuit itself against Trump was bogus. There was no crime committed. His property is worth all that. But if you force a man to sell things at a fire sale, just like Kobe had to sell that diamond ring that he gave his wife after he had that little problem out in Denver, out in Colorado, it won't be worth no $3 or $4 million. It'll be worth about $500,000 to somebody. So they know what they were doing to Donald Trump, but God has a plan also. So all I'm saying is, folks, if you would just stand, the black community, black Democrats are ruining us. They're ruining us, and they don't even care. They won't even accept accountability. There's going to be some, I promise, in between now and 2025. We're going to have that discussion, bro. I ain't trying to be tough guy. I'm not trying to be Iron Chest Charlie. You people are wrong. You told us 40 years ago that this was the path to take, and look at us now. Everything's broken. And you're telling us that we can't have any better? You've lost your damn mind. And then y'all get mad at the legislature because they come up with a plan for Jackson Water. You didn't come up with a plan to go talk to your black brothers in the mayor's office and say, brother, you're hurting the people. You didn't do that. but you want to spring the length of your chain and act all coon doggish towards the white legislators who are trying to fix this problem. There's not enough rooftops in Jackson for Jackson to be an independent water system anymore. Y'all broke it. Negro mess. And I promise you, I'm going to break it up at the... Go! We're going to take a break. Be back in 22 hours. See you on the radio.